Okay, tonight we stop Berachas Kriya Shema on page Resh Aleph. The learning tonight is dedicated to the yard site of Yenta Basarav HaChassid Yosef and Rav HaChassid Yosef Ben Rav Nisan Elzal, whose yard site is tonight, Chaf Aleph Adar Rishon. Neshama should have an aliyah. And we didn't do the ending.
And I have a question about it.
Yeah.
So I understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above all blessings and forms and praises. The word Nechamasa seems out of place.
That's a beautiful pshat. Okay, so let's go back to the last paragraph. I'll answer you. The last paragraph of Kuf Tzadik Tes. Okay, the explanation of the words. Umaysifinoit Shiva Lashayna Shoshvach. We had in Kaddish Yishtabach V'Yisfaris Mamis Nasevis Adavis Evis Alol Shem Kosher Riechu Cholachis M'Shev Medregis Elu Hi L'Mayla Mi'Arba Dargis Shem Efarat Tola. These seven, and then there are four more Dargis, which is La'Ela M'Kol. Now here's the question that's being asked. Hashem is above all blessings, all songs, all praises, and all consolation. The Chemta, that doesn't seem to make sense. The Mirim B'Alma. So, what I had seen, I believe in the Geshur HaChaim, he explains the following. He says, Hashem is above all blessings, songs, Tushbuchas and Nechamasa means that even when the Nevi'im said Nevu'is and described God's praises, God is higher than that. The praises are inadequate. So these are four types of Nevu'is that we find in Tanakh. Hashem is above all the nevuas of blessing, all nevuas of praise, of song, all the merits of tishbacha, and all the nevuas of nechamasa. It says, for example, Yecheskel is Sefer Nechamasa. The second half of Yecheskel is called nevuas of nechamasa. Tchilasa Peronasa and Sefer Nechamasa. So it's a beautiful pshat, and in the understanding, Hashem is above what? So it means all the nevuas about Hashem, Hashem is above all of them, and nechamasa is one category. And when I was in Oval in the first time when I said Kaddish, so I tried to go through the thing, and this is the one of the few things that I remember was the explanation of Nechamasa. So that's good. Okay, let's move on to Yetzirah. Tanam b'mesechtes brachas. We learned the Mishnah. Shektitu loy me beis brachais, yetzer or na avaraba. Lefnei kriya shema, uberchis emes v'yatsiv lachareha, the bracha of Gal Yisrael, which starts emes v'yatsiv afterwards. From the schasra and yedua lakel, we're all familiar with the language. Amnam goydala hergol, since we say it all the time, goyrim shem esim in leiv lamasha oimrim. We don't pay attention to what we say, vei mechavdim behem karoy, and we don't have the right kavana. So let's hope that this will help us, our delving into what it says. Now, he goes back to his original psicha. He explained that in each part of davening, you imagine yourself entering the Beis HaMikdash, Karbonis is the Chatzer, and Psukha de Zimra is entering the area of the Beis HaMikdash where not everyone could go. And here, we're going into the Kodesh HaKodesh in Mishmai Nasrei, and the Kodesh before it, in other words, well, in the Mishkan, what we would call the Heichal, is before it. Now, what was in the Heichal? Three utensils. The Menorah, the Shulchan, and the small Mizbeach. Right, the key was outside. And the small Mizbeach. So those are the three that were inside, and as he's describing the whole davening as a progression. So let's see what he says here. There were three brachas and three utensils in the room. So obviously he's going to say that one bracha is keneged each of the three that were inside. So let's see. Now you know that the Shulchan and the Menorah had different jobs, so to speak. They represented different things. The Shulchan represented bread or parnasa, a person's physical needs. And the Menorah represents the Torah, Limud HaTorah, which is represented by the light of the Menorah, and the flowers are the pilpul of Torah, etc. So let's see how he explains it. Kvar ha'enu l'das v'psicha shabrach ha'selu b'chuvonos l'toichi yois ha'hechol, to the inside of the hechol, of the chamber. Mokayim ha'shulchan ha'menorim is be'achak teiris, the place where stood three klei shares, the shulchan, menorah, and mizbeach. Kvar b'yarnu sh'ashulchan meira al tzadach chamri shal kla Yisrael. The shulchan represents the physical needs of the Jews. V'amenorah al tzadach ruchni. And the naira on Tyro are the spiritual needs. So what's left? You have the physical needs, spiritual needs. Mizbeach hazav, shebaktira lov k'teres, k'teres, the mizbeach hazav on which they offered the k'teres, merameis al inyan kabbalas olmach b'shamayim. It's merameis on kabbalas olmach b'shamayim, ukshayim l'spal, tzrichim l'hagdim l'zbaynein, echa kadosh baruch hu megala esasme kiviyachol ba'olam, hachmori v'agashmi. When we get to Davin, we think about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol reveals himself or his actions both in the physical world and in the spiritual world. And in the nature that we see all around us. So the first bracha has to do with Hashem's appearance in nature. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, kederach psikas kol habrachos, which is the psikh of every blessing. Now, I mentioned to you in the past that Or and Choshech don't stand just for light and darkness, but they always stand for good and bad, or always represents revelation or clarity, and Choshech represents darkness, not only in the physical sense, but in the sense of a person's feelings of what's going on, either dark moments or light moments. So he says, Trichala has can be this yayim balay, lo be this laila b'yayim. We mention both. You would think by day mention day, and by night mention night. No. Magdimin yitziras or labriyas chayshech. And we mention light first. Al afsha b'seyda abriya hayi b'tchila chayshech apnei t'ay. Even though while God created the world, darkness was before light. V'racha acha kach v'yayim alakim yiyar. B'kam akim. Kivan sheniskana bracha zu b'tchila shachris. Since this bracha is said in the morning, at the time that the light shines, came like demon as karas inyan har. B'chei b'tchilas arvis b'layla tiklul v'sayach b'amiras goylel or b'bnei chayshach. Hashem rolls away the light before the darkness, from in front of the darkness. L'haydeh z'kadosh baruch hu abriyas ha-chayshach ha-mimamash reishuba. So that at the beginning, first we mention light by day, and then by night, we begin by mentioning that the night gives way to darkness. So we say, by night. In other words, we mention darkness first. Right? Means the appearance of darkness. See, I want to explain that in nature, In the more one studies nature, the more one understands what Oysa Shalom means in this paragraph, which is about nature. All of nature is really a balance of competing forces or opposite forces. Whenever something, planets are held in place by different gravitational pulls in different directions that cause them to be wherever they are. The body is, our body looks like a body, but going on inside, a constant battle between, I guess, the germs and the white blood cells, or between the different chemicals in the blood. I once went for a blood test the first time. I guess when you get older, it happens more often, but see, I went into the lab, I have this paper, so they check off the boxes, whatever you're testing for. But you see this long list, first of all, I thank God for all the things they're not testing for. But then it's mind-boggling what in this veil of blood, the doctors know better than us, but just everything that's in the blood, it's just mind-boggling. And really, nature is a balance between different, I don't know, call them forces or different components of everything that exists. There's a balance that holds things together. I mean,
in the body, they use the term homeostasis, which means balance. between balance. The different minerals that are in the chemicals and aspects of the blood. It's all balance.
It's, it seems to be all about balance, yeah. Yeah, someone was confused. They rushed him to the hospital. They said, oh, he doesn't have enough, I think it was potassium. Makes sense. No, potassium. Just give him potassium. He'll be all better. You know, so here they took him to the hospital. They thought he was having some type of brain seizure, you know, something going on in his brain. Said, no, no, he doesn't have enough potassium. And that was it. You know, so, was it sodium? I don't remember. Sodium. Sodium. My mother-in-law. My mother-in-law wasn't feeling well. So they call it Sola. She was disoriented. With sodium then. Right? They say, not enough sodium. So that's all, you know, she's a health freak, she doesn't take salt. You know. It's incredible. So just take some sodium and then you get back to normal. It's just amazing the balance, that there is in nature. So we talk about nature, we say, oh, it's a shalai, but where is hakoil? It's all a balance, in nature of the things that, that would change the status quo and the competing forces that stop that change. So that's the Oyser Shalom of Ireya Sako. Yitzira and Bria, I'm sure there is. I'm not remembering at the moment.
I think the Chayshah would be just was Bria's Baral came as the Chayshah was there already. So maybe there was the Lashon was Bria, Bria's Baral came.
Well, there's the Olam HaBria, which is the Yesh Me'ayin, and Yetzira is the formation. So, Yetzer Or V'Yirei Chayshech. There's a Gra in the beginning of Bereishis, and that there's Eliyahu HaChumash, who has the old question about whether darkness is just an absence of light. And he brings a Raya from here, from Yetzer Or V'Yirei Chayshech, which is really a Pasuk, that it's a Bria. It says, Yetzer Or V'Yirei Chayshech. They were among the great Jewish thinkers. There were those who disagreed with him, but the Gra said darkness is a creation also. What? Bayre Ra, and we change Ra to Chayshich. So I guess it's Ra'is from the Lashon. Okay, I guess it's yeah. Okay, so I don't know, but Bayre is to make Yeshmeyah as an earliest step of creation, and Yaitzer is to form things. So I'm not sure why Yaitzer or Vayre Chayshach. Not sure why forming would be more appropriate for light and creation would be more appropriate for darkness. Not sure. Okay. At any rate, Vayreinu Chazal. Chazal taught us, Sharashon Bechayeim Chashuvim Kemeisim. Rishonim in their lifetimes are considered like dead people. People who don't perceive, who don't sense anything. They shirayin chamazay reches. They see a shining sun. Veinam avarchin yoytzerar. And they don't bless the one who created light. The sun is the most incredible of all of God's creations. It gives light, it gives warmth, and it causes things to grow. Photosynthesis is from the sun. Everything we have in the physical world is possible because of the sun. So they see the sun, we all see the sun, and we take it for granted that it's coming up tomorrow morning. And they see the sun go down, and they don't bless God. That's the lashon of the Gemara of the Medrash. She b'ra'os adam zrichas hachama ushkiyasa. When someone sees the shining of the light and its setting, and he looks at them as a natural thing, and that connected to him. The Ramban says someplace that nature is miracles that repeat themselves. What happens in nature if someone never come up and one day someone with the Kriya Sun comes up, it would be a miracle. But nature is miracles that repeat themselves that happen over and over. Think, call Dore Mata, all those who live in this world. Okay, most of us wake up every morning after Ishun Laila, Vapela, after the darkness of the night. V'royim, we see Eisha Ha'or b'Kaya Kima Kima. How the sun comes up a little more, Acha Shemish Yaitzi Aloritz. Harim is Galilif name, Ayim Ba'ayim. They see in front of them, to the eye, Esha Kadish Baruch Hu, Elokim Chayim, See how God runs his world. Could it be that one doesn't burst out in praise? If seeing this is not mashpi on him, it doesn't influence him. That's very powerful lashon rishoyim and meisim, because I think most of us are this way. We take for granted all of the things that that we have. In general, we don't appreciate anything until it's threatened, until we're afraid that we won't have it. That's when we appreciate it. In the middle of the winter, you have a nice warm day, you feel like praising God. But otherwise, I don't know, it's just different.
That's what we say to people, like, now you will have all Yeru.
So I don't know, it's they, because we don't appreciate adequately. We don't appreciate nature. When I read about the way the world was a century or 2 centuries, 3 centuries ago, it gives me an appreciation of what we have. It's just incredible how in the last century or so, human beings have made tremendous gila chokhmah in the world. I mean, I remember once we were talking about what aspect of modern technology is the most beneficial. I always felt
plumbing.
I always felt plumbing. Like if we didn't know electricity exists, so we would know, we'd have candles, we would know there's another possibility. But plumbing and having outhouses, I mean, it's just an incredible thing. It's striking that if you take Rothschild, who was the world's richest man a couple hundred years ago, he did not live as well as we do. As well as we do, even the poorest person today. He sat in an outhouse. He might have had a cushioned velvet seat, but sat in an outhouse. He didn't have air conditioning. He didn't have air conditioning. He had someone waving fans at his face. He didn't have cars. He had to go someplace with horses. They don't smell good, So it's just incredible the way society has improved itself in the end.
At the end of days. It's constantly changing weather. So you appreciate when it's cold, when it's hot, all these things you appreciate. You live in a place like Florida, and it's always hot.
Florida, they appreciate the winter. It's too hot to go out in the summer. They don't go out in the summer. But I don't know. She knows something. We really have to take a moment and appreciate what we have, because it's like he's saying, when you have it every day, you don't appreciate it. It's just an incredible thing.
That's the davening. The davening gives you an opportunity to
feel. Yeah, usually we daven to get to the next paragraph. Maybe we daven this paragraph to get to the next paragraph. It's very, very hard. I don't know. The only thing I find that works for me is to take two or three words here, or two or three words, and try to concentrate on these couple of words. It's a small amount, but the whole thing is just, it's just too much. I don't know. I try to take words here and there to concentrate on and appreciate.
That's why when in Mar we say Machlif as Hasmanim, because the change creates appreciation. It's contrast which leads to appreciation.
It gives life flavor.
Yeah.
If you have change. It's a spice of life.
It's a space life, yeah. There's no question. No question. I'm always looking forward to the next season. I'm always looking ahead. It's been observed that when people go on vacation, the most enjoyable part of vacation are the couple of days before you leave. Because your anticipation is, you imagine it being the way you want it to be. It rarely works out exactly the way you want it to be, but the anticipation is good.
Except when you go to Eretz.
Okay. Except when you go to Eretz Yisrael, okay? I agree. Okay, so we're in the middle of this paragraph, tomorrow, God willing.